Maybe Thursday night. Okay, the 60-second halacha slot. When you put on tzitzis, the big issue, the Sidurim have it all wrong. Of course, you're supposed to be mechavein, first of all, to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mitzvah strichas kavana. Always you have to have in mind you're doing the mitzvah. But tzitzis, there's a special kavana you're supposed to have. The reason for the mitzvah tzitzis is that you're mechaving, that the reason you put on tzitzis is to look at the tzitzis and to remember mitzvah Hashem, ba'asisem olsom. If you look in the Siddur, I don't know if you guys say the Shem Yichud, but the Shem Yichud's all wrong. It has nothing to do, it's all Kabbalistic things there, and there's almost no point in saying it. Everybody should write down the following nusach or make up his own nusach and say Hinani Mechavein L'Kayim Mitzvah Tzitzis, which it doesn't say, and Hinani Mechavein L'Kayim Mitzvah Tzitzis K'day Liros Osom, the Lizkor is called Mitzvah Hashem, V'La'asos Osom. That's L'Chatchila, that's not Ma'ake, but Ma'ake is Kavona to do the Mitzvah. But by Tzitzis, since it says L'Ma'an, there's a couple of Mitzvahs like that, Sukkahs, Tefillin, Tzitzis, where the Torah says L'Ma'an, and you're supposed to think not only that you're doing the mitzvah, but you're supposed to think why you're doing the mitzvah. So again, and this should be said before you put on the tzitzis. Hareini mechavein l'kayim mitzvah tzitzis, which it doesn't say in that paragraph, and hareini mechavein l'kayim mitzvah tzitzis k'day liros osom v'lizkor es kol mitzvos Hashem v'la'asos osom, which it doesn't say in that paragraph. There are two more kavanos that you might want to have in mind. The Mishnah Brura, first of all, when you put on the talis gadol, if you're wearing a talis gadol, I assume you did not make a bracha on the talis cotton. There's no time to go into that now, but most people do not make a bracha on the talis cotton. You have to have in mind when you make the bracha on the talis gadol that you are being motzi. You're making the bracha for the talis cotton as well. So that's a third kavana you have in mind. One more kavana that's preferable to have in mind in the bir halacha, and that is that if you take off your talis and you put it on immediately afterwards or even within the next few minutes, and you have in mind that when you take it off, that you're putting it back on, you do not have to make a new bracha. That's how the Ramah paskins. The Mechaber, though, paskins that you do have to make a new bracha. We paskin like the Ramah. And that's why when we go to the bathroom, when we take off the towels, we don't make a new bracha when we put it on, because we paskin like the Ramah. But there is a machlokas, and the Bir Halacha says that it's preferable that when you make the bracha on the talis, you have in mind that if you take it off at any time, and then you have in mind that this bracha should go on the putting it back on after you take it off as well, and then the mechaber is molded to the Ramah that no new bracha need be said. So again, what's ma'akev is the mit kavona. I think we're over 60 seconds. What's ma'akev is the kavona to do the mitzvah, and it doesn't say it in the Siddur. What's very l'chatchila, you're supposed to have in mind the reason for the mitzvah, right? You should learn a nusach and say it to yourself. When you put on the talis gadol, you have to have in mind that you're making the bracha for the talis cotton as well, assuming you didn't make a bracha on the talis cotton. And the Bir Halacha says it's preferable to have in mind that if at any point you're going to take off the talis and then put it back on, so you want the bracha to go on that also, and this way you avoid the machlekes mechaber Ramah. Shikaya.
Erev Shabbos, when Mincha.